Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Well, sorry about all the breaks we've had in transmission this morning. The phones have been down, the computers have been down, but we're just about getting back to normal transmission once again, I'm hoping. But I thought this was a very interesting story this morning here. It's in the Courier Mail. And once again, it shows you that we're not the only ones suffering this explosion in juvenile crime with the cars smashed up. You heard of this dreadful story this morning. These are 14 and 15-year-olds stealing cars, speeding on our roads, boys and girls. They're carrying knives and they're doing drugs and they're just absolutely destroying cars all over the place. It's only a matter of time until we lose people's lives on our roads because we're seeing nothing done to stop this explosion in kiddie crime. Now, this is the story I'm telling you about. It's under the heading Roast for Alleged Thieves. Celebrity cook Kim McCosker has called for tougher sentencing for juvenile offenders following the arrest of three teenagers suspected of stealing luxury cars from a home. The four ingredients found at work on Monday morning. Burglars had allegedly broken into Pelican Waters' home and stolen a Mini Countryman, a Range Rover and a Toyota Supra, as well as her handbag and other items. Her Mini Countryman was recovered Monday after the driver allegedly rammed a police car. She said the Range Rover was found with all four tyres blown out, but said she was yet to see the full extent of the damage. The Toyota Supra is still missing. Won't go on with the details, but Ms. McCosker pleaded. She pleaded, as we've been pleading for years now with the state government to impose harsher penalties on repeat juvenile offenders. This is about the revolving door syndrome with the unlimited cautions we've been talking about. It's not just up here that's suffering and Townsville's suffering. They're copying it down there too. She wants harsher penalties on repeat juvenile offenders. She said, quote, the Queensland police are doing their bit, but we're calling on our Premier for help and to enforce tougher sentencing laws on those who repeatedly steal from our homes and get away with it. And Kim's on the line to talk about this. Hello, Kim.
And do it repeatedly.
Yes.
You know, that is the... So, literally, in the last 5 days, I've fostered calls from as far north as Cairns, as far west as Charleville, and I just had no idea how systemic this problem was. And I guess, you know, that makes me feel like I've buried my hand in the sand, but, you know, you have a life, you are the PNC president of your kids' schools, you're on board, you contribute, you have a job, so you get busy. So it's really not until something happens to you and it becomes personal that you start to do the research and you start to put it out there and you share your story and then others share theirs and you just realise what a crazy situation we are all living with at the moment and how far spread it is, John. I've just been absolutely gobsmacked.
I've had people up here that have lost their cars. Their only car, their only transport. People that are doing it tough financially. The thieves are caught fairly quickly, going before the local magistrate. And within hours, they're walking past the victims, sneering and leering at them and ridiculing them. And these people end up paying off cars for years that they don't have use for. I mean, sometimes in those circumstances, they don't have the insurance and it's just crippling. And yet these kids walk free and then they go around the corner and do it again. It is just outrageous.
You know, and I mean, they do it. This is my question, I guess, to any politician listening at the moment is, you know, we've put all these policies in place for the police pursuit policy, all these provisions to protect the juvenile. And I'm all for that. I'm a mum of three boys and I know there's families out there that haven't been able to provide the love and upbringing for some of these kids. And my heart goes out to them because don't bring a child into this earth if you can't give it love at a bare minimum, you know. But you can't inhibit police, you know, to pursue criminals and then on the flip side, not give them sentencing for evading the law and for evading the police and putting normal, just regular innocent people in harm's way and doing nothing to them. And I mean, someone just shared a story to me from the Albert and Logan News this morning. A kid down there known as a self-confessed Eshe, 20 out on bail for his most recent drug releases after 20 bail breaches.
Oh,
and I'm just going, this stuff isn't even in a Steven Spielberg novel, is it? This is just crazy. So I just, And, you know, I'm just one little voice, and I just, and I didn't want to go public with it, John, because how stupid I left my keys in my handbag on my kitchen bench. How stupid that we left a tiny little door ajar, not quite locked properly enough that they opened up, and then how stupid we didn't have Crimsafe on this one panel of screen, and they ripped it and then put their hand in and flicked it up. How stupid our dog wasn't in the garage that night but was actually sleeping with our 13-year-old. How stupid all of those things come together on one night in our area, allowing them to attempt to break into 50 homes and succeed in six, and then taking off with three of our cars. But you know what I've realised too, talking to so many victims all over the state this week? Some of these people have been living with this mental, like this, it is a significant invasion of your space, yes, your home, your sanctuary.
Yes.
It is the vile, a lady, she has just been traumatized. They came into her room, they tiptoed around her bed and they took her key. Another couple, she was new to the country, she has been absolutely traumatized because her house was Fort Knox, but they used a clicker that somehow opened their garage.
Really?
You know, like, it's, they're not even, they're just, and then the height of, the thing that gets me the most, what I just am absolutely dumbfounded most about, is how it is up on social media everywhere. There's their face. There's their face to be seen for everybody.
That's it.
Now, how can, we've just got to ask ourselves, you know, our current judicial system, it is not working when they feel that relaxed that they can walk into your home and eat a packet of barbecue shape, then steal your car, then have it on social media within 15 minutes with their face in full view. We've known who our perpetrators have been since Monday lunchtime.
Well, oh, this is just terrifying, isn't it? But I'm so pleased you're speaking out on this, Kim, if you don't mind. We have so many parallels up here to what you're enduring there, so we'll hopefully be able to stay in contact. I appreciate this. Thank you. Kim McCosker on the line there, founder of the famous Four Ingredients book. Now, that story, if you want the whole story there, page 11 of today's Courier Mail. It's 27 to 12.